Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us on this day that we observe the Epiphany of our Lord is taken from the second chapter of Matthew, which serves as our gospel lesson. Hearing again the first two verses. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born, King of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. This is God's word. As the wise men drew close to Jerusalem, they must have been convinced that their journey was coming to an end. It was completely reasonable to assume that they would find the newborn king near the seat of power. Where else would a king be born other than in a palace? Nobody could dispute their logic. Princes and kings ought to be born in royal mansions. So they show up at the palace and politely ask, Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? It wasn't a complex question. It could have been answered by someone pointing down a hallway and saying, Royal Nursery, third on the left. But nobody pointed. Nobody said that away. What did happen is King Herod became troubled. And when King Herod was troubled, that was trouble for everyone. He called an emergency cabinet meeting composed of his closest advisors, the highest religious authorities. After counseling with them, the king quoted a bit of scripture and the wise men were sent on their way with a Bethlehem address. God provided great assistance, for the star, which had been their guide throughout the journey, appeared to them and led them to the place, the house, according to Matthew, where Jesus and his parents were staying. And it is there in Bethlehem that they found the king about whom God had said, He will be the shepherd of his people. Matthew tells us what happened next. And when they came into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And they presented him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Can you see that picture in your mind? These men, rich men, educated, intelligent men, do not hesitate. They fall down and worship Jesus. They fell down, they worshiped, and they gave. They had found their king. Let's do everything that we can to preserve how weird and unusual this really was. After all, they didn't know about his miracles and teachings. They didn't know about his sermons and stories and how he cared for the lowest citizen in his kingdom. They didn't know how this king would sacrifice himself to save all people from sin. They didn't know that he would rise on the third day. Those things were decades away. But these were wise men. When the Spirit said to them, Worship your king, they did. Where is your king in 2021? Odd question, I know. We live in an age where most kings have been stripped from their authority, where they've been escorted from their thrones. They may serve as counselors to those who hold the real power in their nation, but gone is the age when a ruler could fairly or unjustly do what he wanted, where he wanted, to whom he wanted. But that's the kind of absolute kingship that Matthew, our gospel writer, knew. Kings like Herod, who could have family members done away with because he suspected or was paranoid that they were out to grab power from him. The type of king who would have a whole town's baby boys sacrificed so that none of them could grow into some kind of kingly competition. Matthew was well acquainted with such kings. Kings whose wish could elevate or exterminate. So, who is your king in 2021, in this new year? You might be tempted to say, I have no such king in my life. I assure you, you do. Although you may have never thought about it in those terms. Let me explain. Each of us has someone or something that rules our days. I've known people whose king was a job at which they wanted to succeed or a boss whom they wished to please. So family plans were set aside. Personal needs were without question sacrificed to satisfy these kings. Or it's possible that a person's king might become the accumulation of stuff. If a friend has this thing, then you want a similar thing. If an acquaintance drives this kind of car, you need to drive one that's better. Maybe your king is found in an endless search for approval, applause, recognition. Your king might be an overwhelming fear of the future and all of tomorrow's potential possible tragedies. All of those kings that I've listed will lead you around, let you down, and drive you into the ground. They cannot give you lasting hope or happiness. They cannot comfort you in a crisis or deliver you from despair. There is only one king who can do those things. Only one king who can rule you without crushing you. He's the one the wise men came to worship. The little one, found not in a politician's palace, but in a humble home in Bethlehem. It's Jesus, the Son of God, whose yoke is easy and whose burden is light. On this first Sunday of the new year, I invite you to join me in kneeling at His feet in humility. Come before your King with me and repent, not only for the wrong that you have done, but for the allegiance that you have given other rulers.
To kneel before a king makes you extremely vulnerable. You are completely exposed. But come and kneel in repentance, believing that this king is not out for blood. He is not out for blood because he came to shed his own. He did not come to settle the score with you. He came to settle the score for you. And he did on the cross of Calvary. Jesus is unlike any king who's ever been. He gives far more than he takes. So come. Place before Jesus your very best gifts of thanks. And while you're at it, place before him your worries and woes, your fears and frustrations, your losses, your loneliness. Give to him all that lies heavy on your heart, all that saddens your soul and robs you of rest. Turn these things over to him and know that he who healed the sick, forgave the sinful, and reversed the effects of death will meet you precisely at your point of need. Receive his blood-bought gifts and present to your king the gifts he really wants. Your loyalty and your love. Let's pray. Holy Jesus, every day keep us in the narrow way. And when earthly things are past, bring our ransomed souls at last where they need no star to guide, where no clouds Thy glory hide. Amen.